So I'm just walking up the road that leads to Al-Quds Mosque, and in front of it is the roundabout on a very public intersection where hundreds of people are gathered. Some of them are waving flags, some of them are giving speeches. We had to park our own vehicle well away because most of the roads are blocked by policemen. So the former Deputy Prime Minister, Mustafa Bushagour, is here at the protest as well. Hello, Mr. Bushagour.
Yes.
I'm Rana from the BBC.
Hello, yes.
What's your take on what's happening today? Tell us a bit more why you're here.
Last week, at the same time, there is a demonstration went from here, a peaceful one. 550 people were shot at. 50 of them has, or 47 of them has passed away. And this is done by a group of criminals, who they were really sitting in the city here, attacking the civilians, they're killing people. And this demonstration is to want to set all these militias to be outside, to be dismantled and to be outside of the city. That this country has to move forward, and those militias, they're blocking its progress, and they have to be dismantled. This country has sacrificed so much for the country, for the liberation of the country, for bringing a peaceful future to the people. And but we know this is struggle. Democracy has to be built, and this is part of the real democracy that we are living today.
My name is Jamal Titi. I'm one from these people, from this city. We are here to send a few messages. The first message is inside for the militias people. We are all the Libyan. Also, we can get the weapons. We can get the same as you, but we don't like. We prefer the civilians' way. So when we start this revolution, all together we have these weapons. So we throw out when the revolution is finished. But now we would like to send these messages for these people. Please not go out. No, we don't like to go out. Throw these weapons. Throw away these weapons, please. And also, we are here to send a message for international, for other the world. We are the Libyan. We are looking for the democracy way.